Our next guest joins us for more on the virus. Dr. Matisse Lotchwayo Davis is Director of Health for the City of St. Louis. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. In the City of St. Louis, a battle in court is currently playing out over the legality of mask mandates. How have lawsuits like the one that just returned to courts this week in the city, with some pushing back against these mask mandates, been impacting the effectiveness of efforts to tamp down on COVID-19 cases?
So we're in an interesting position here. The legal case that you refer to is in the county, which is directly next to the city where I'm the director. And what's made this very challenging is that within the city where I'm the director, we have a different legislative process that allows us to enforce mask mandates through our charter and our board of aldermen process. Right next to us in the county, they do not have the same setup. And so they are under different pressures to be able to do the job of public health. The reason why it impacts us all is that we're not an island, right? What happens literally right next door impacts us all. And so our ability to be able to really respond to the pandemic when such measures have been taken has been really, really challenging. I honestly, as an infectious diseases physician and public health expert, it's been astounding to see public health under assault in this way.
And we've been taking a look here on screen for our viewers at some of the most recent numbers coming out of Missouri, particularly when you think about the voice that the healthcare community and professionals also have at a time like this. When states are reconsidering, states such as Missouri, reconsidering exactly where mask mandates and precautionary measures need to remain in place, where have you been able to guide that dialogue, guide that discussion, and provide advisement along the way?
So it's been very important for me to meet with other directors of health in health departments within the region. I've also been meeting with leaders in the hospitals because, like you say, there isn't any one metric that you make this decision. You have to look at COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths all in concert. And I think what people sometimes lose the perspective of is we are just coming out of the largest COVID surge in the history of the pandemic here in the United States. And when you're coming up, right, people think that's the only time we're in trouble, and that couldn't be further from the truth. As you're coming down a curve, you're getting as many cases, hospitalizations, and deaths as you were on the way up, right? Yes, it's reassuring you're coming down, but you cannot stop mitigation strategies right at the beginning of that downward surge or even halfway. Here in the city, our case positivity rate, for example, at its peak was 36%, now down to 19%. Great numbers, but 19% still way off from where we need to be at that WHO recommended 5%. So what my recommendations are to continue with a multi-layered approach to mitigation strategies until you are down all the way to where we need to be and there stably for at least 2 to 4 weeks.
And at the same time that we're seeing certain mandates in the U.S. getting lifted, travel advisories have been growing. The CDC now has more than half of the world's destinations listed within the highest risk category for travel. How are you thinking about when it might be safe for individuals to travel internationally, given the phase that we're at right now in the pandemic?
You know, this is what's been so challenging for the public is for them, it has to feel like, and I completely agree, that there are conflicting guidance. And so what we need to see is a federal response, a standardized response that doesn't give way to these, differences across states. And certainly this is seen here where you have one sort of recommendation around travel and mitigation strategies in conflict in other places. So let's start with this. Number one, unfortunately, the size of this country means that we have seen that the epidemiologic curve is different in different regions. On the coast, I would say New York, for example, is about 2 weeks ahead of where we are right now in Missouri. So for folks who pick up a national newspaper and say, well, New York's, able to come down and ease restrictions, why can't we? It's because the data is not the same, right? Having said that, international travel, we have had very clear guidance, at least within the public health community, about how this should be handled. In my mind, we should require vaccination and boosting as well as masking for all international travel. I do not believe, though, it is realistic to assume that we can shut down or otherwise restrict travel.
Doctor, we appreciate your time and insight this afternoon. Dr. Matish Lachwayo-Davis is Director of Health for the City of St. Louis.